Welcome to episode 313 of the Parkrun Adventurers podcast. I am Ollie Spake and I am joining from Dharawal country.
And my name's Melissa Ellis and I'm coming to you from Wurundjeri country. Nice, fine, mild Wurundjeri country.
Mild this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we haven't had any rain for a little while. So, yep, we're having a respite from the strange weather that we've been getting. But anyway.
It feels a little more steady at the moment. I think that's just because it's been all over the place for so long and I'm not aware of any extreme conditions here and there. Had a fantastic storm last night, which was nice.
Stayed nice and dry in your house.
Yes, no leaking house, thankfully. Leaking house has been resolved, so did stay nice and dry, and the potential hail didn't eventuate. So it was nice just to lay back, watch the lightning with the girls, and then see them stay up half the night because they were quite anxious about the storm.
Oh,
but that's all right. That's the fun of kids, right? Speaking of which, and the fun of kids, I believe one of yours was having a little more fun than usual.
They were. So it was Zoe. She celebrated her 13th birthday on Saturday.
Happy birthday, Zoe. Yes.
She had a parkrun birthday. Not that she went to parkrun, but.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a big thing. I've got a teenager again. Yay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it was a good day.
Yes, absolutely was. I had been assured I had permission to nick off to parkrun in the morning because being a teenager, she wanted to have a sleep in.
All the things, all the good things you want on your birthday. We each want a few different things, but that's okay.
Yeah, so I had all my kids around on Saturday, which was, it doesn't happen often enough, Ollie.
Yeah.
Have all five in the one place. And we had lots of big smiles on Zoe's face. She loves it when her siblings are over.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
In your household, though, I'm assuming there's been some late nights.
Yeah, I'm a bit jealous of that sleep-in.
heavy eyelids.
Very heavy eyelids. They are propped open with toothpicks right now. I haven't stayed up every night. I do have work to think about as well, which has also had some late nights too. But yeah, I'm enjoying the World Cup.
The football.
That's right, the Kick Yay World Cup.
Oh, please explain.
Kick Yay being the round ball game. Look, I've been a football fan for decades. But when my two younger ones were little, I'd play a little game with them with a ball, and while they're laying on their backs, unable to do much else, I'd encourage them to kick, and you know, we'd all scream yay when the ball went away and they kicked it. So that was kick yay. And so naturally, when they could stand and play, kick yay just continued. So kick yay, as distinct from other forms of football.
Is there a special name for AFL?
Quite come up with the right name for AFL. Rugby league is the other one that has the strong naming convention in the household. In our house, we're called rugby league cuddleball.
Cuddleball.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. So the girls have I think they have a soft spot for cuddleball. We don't watch it much, but just seeing the players sort of grab the ball and duck and weave and then run and then everyone cuddles. And then they start again and run, and then everyone cuddles again.
Was there recently a Rugby World Cup as well?
A Cuddleball World Cup. That's right. Yes.
We've been discussing that here as well because there's been these cars driving around Meltown with flags out their windows.
Yes.
And even my lovely mother-in-law, because she's been driving me around a bit with my foot being out of action, and we've spent a bit of time seeing these cars with this unusual flag, and she was like, "What country is it, Mel? Can you please look it up on your phone?" So I had to try and Google. It was a red flag with some, well, it was hard to establish if it was blue or purple, but it had the Southern Cross, so I knew it was a country from our neck of the woods,
Samoa.
And it turns out it's Samoa.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, why are there all these cars all of a sudden driving around with Samoan flags? So we did a bit more Googling and, you know, Samoa festivals and all things. And, yeah, and then we discovered they were in the final with Australia.
They were.
For the Rugby World Cup.
That's right. They knocked out the English in the semis too. Yes. Ooh. Yes. Yeah.
I wonder if we have any Samoan listeners.
Good question.
Probably not. There's no park run in Samoa.
That's true.
But there might be Samoan park runners in Australia.
That's exactly right. Please get in touch if that's the case.
Hmm.
Yeah, so look, I look forward to sleeping in about 3 weeks, Mel.
Is that how long the kick yay goes for?
Yeah, that is right. I mean, if Australia, I mean, it's not going to happen, but if Australia doesn't make it to the knockout stages, then I might sleep a little earlier. But we had a good win, so I'm obviously still running on adrenaline from Saturday night, and I'll continue to do so when we win through to the next round.
Hopefully Australia keeps with their success.
Yes, it's quite rare, but but we can dream. Yes, but nonetheless, you had a parkrun adventure, Mel. And that's what this podcast is about.
So, it is, isn't it? Yes.
I think it's time we shifted our focus. How was your parkrun adventure? Adventure.
Another blooper to leave in. Oh, Michael, I like that one. So Saturday just gone, I headed out to event 2 at Prince of Wales Parkrun in Ballarat on the lands of the Wadawurrung and the Jajavurrung people. In Wadawurrung language, Ballarat means bended elbow or resting place and is so named as it was located in a bowl or a basin which had plenty of trees, food, water, plants and medicines and was protected from the harsher elements of the weather. It was a short 1 hour's drive west from home on Saturday morning. I knew the Ideas Man was planning to be there and Dawn and the O'Connells, but was pleasantly surprised to discover Irene and Parth appear on the morning and also to meet Andrew Johnston and Martine Barrett, who are keen Victorian tourists and adventurers. The Prince of Wales course is 2 laps of a trail path around the perimeter of the Prince of Wales Park. Surprise, surprise. It's essentially an area of sporting facilities, including a baseball club, a hockey centre, croquet club, archery club, and the Ballarat Aquatic and Lifestyle Centre, which offers parking and toilets for the visiting park runners. I did park limp in my moon boot for the second week, or as I should rather say, path walk, as I had the pleasure of Path's company for the duration of the event. There were 106 finishers, down from 174 at the launch, and Tok grabbed an interview with EDRD Kylie, which we'll hear a bit later on. Proof that he hasn't stepped down from the news crew. I couldn't stay for brunch at In Exterior Cafe, unfortunately, so I had to head straight home for Zoe's birthday celebrations. But for adventurers considering a visit to the area, there's a myriad of activities to enjoy during your stay. Ballarat is a 2-hour drive west from the Melbourne CBD and is the third largest city in Victoria after Melbourne and Geelong. Did you know that?
I did not.
Known for its gold rush in the 1850s, it is now home to Sovereign Hill, a recreated gold township where you can experience life in that era. Also of note is Lake Windaree, a man-made lake which hosted the rowing in the 1956 Melbourne Olympics, its annual Begonia Festival, the Avenue of Bronze Busts of Australian Prime Ministers, and a vintage electric tramway. If that's not enough, there's an aviation museum, wildlife park, botanic gardens, and even its very own Cryle Castle, which is a replica of medieval castle built in the 1970s. Also having 2 park runs because Wallaby Track is also in the Ballarat LGA, there's plenty to do if you want to come and visit.
It's a place that I always feel is quite underrated, and you've obviously described it quite a lot. I've seen about 1 hour of Ballarat, and it was a long time ago, Mel, but I'm going to have to go and check it out.
There's lots to do for a family holiday. Not known for its brilliant weather, it does get very cold in Ballarat, so you might want to schedule a summer visit.
It would get quite hot too, would it?
No.
Okay. Okay.
It's also home to Steve Monoghetti.
Oh, yeah.
And the running track around Lake Windaree is named in his honour.
There we are.
And what about you, Ollie? You were back.
I was back familiar story. I was run director at home. Look, it was really just a homely morning, to be perfectly honest.
That's good. That's what you need after an exciting week away, a bit of a rest and a familiarity and a low-key morning.
Bit of rest before the next one.
Mm.
Now, we kind of had a little bit of feedback from the last episode, would you say, Mel?
We did. Not a lot, but I know.
But thank you to everyone that did, yes.
But what we didn't mention in the last episode, Ollie, was who our special Obie presenter was, because we didn't name them when we threw to them. They didn't name themselves, and then we didn't mention in the back announcing. So for those people that aren't familiar with the voice, the presenter of the Obie last week was none other than Tim Oberg himself, the man who brought Parkrun to Australia.
That's right, Mr. Obie himself.
Mr. Obie, yes, the namesake of the Obie Award.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice. We underplayed it. So did he.
It was the element of surprise.
It certainly was. It certainly was, and we appreciated his efforts in stepping in as our guest presenter as well.
So there's a bit of a theme going here, Ollie. The week before, the Obie had turned up on a beach where the informants were. I still haven't found out what beach that was. Must ask James.
I think they want you to find out. It's okay.
And obviously then it turned up at Airlie Beach.
Yeah, a bit of a theme. I think you're right.
Beach theme.
Yep. But have we got more news, Mel?
Well, something else we forgot, Ollie. Not only did we forget to mention who the Obie presenter was, we missed Fibonacci Day.
Yes.
This was only pointed out to me a day late. So we need to put it on the calendar. That's your job. Put it on the calendar for next year, Ollie, so we don't forget. Now, Fibonacci Day is the 23rd of November. Now, might not seem relevant in the way that we announce the date out in this part of the world, but those Americans, they like to reverse things. And instead of saying the 23rd of the 11th, they say 11/23. Is that how they say it?
That's my understanding. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
In which case, 1123 is the start of the Fibonacci sequence, hence why it's Fibonacci Day.
That's right. So, yeah, apologies we missed that, but it is on the calendar now.
Excellent. Good job.
It is there. We won't forget it next year.
And another thing to probably make note of is the discovery that a certain young adventurer by the name of James Reynolds may well be the only junior to have parkrun in all three countries that junior parkrun exists in, being Australia, the UK and Ireland. So unless you know of somebody else that has achieved this amazing feat, please write in and let us know. But to our knowledge and to the investigations of James's dad, it is what we believe to be the case. James is the only child in the world. So well done, you, James.
That's right. It's fantastic. We do love celebrating our juniors at Parkrun. So that's an impressive achievement.
And not only that, James and Andrew have volunteered in all three countries at juniors as well. And Andrew's one of my RDs at Ainsbury.
Your source.
Yes.
That's it. But I think as you mentioned, we do have at least one roving report. We have a few, Mel.
Oh, we do. We're going to hear from a couple now, and we're going to hold one till a bit later on. So let's have a listen now to Tok and Johan.
Howdy parkrunners, it's Tok from Inverloch, or better known as A772279. I'm reporting in from the Prince of Wales Parkrun today. We're here for week two and I'm with Kylie, who's the run director today. Kylie, how's your crowd today?
Yeah, it's been great to see everyone come back again for the second week and, everyone's having a great day.
Yeah, good numbers, a bit of sunshine, which is a bit of a relief after the last week or two in Victoria. So Kylie, give us a bit of a history of Prince of Wales. You're a relocated parkrun?
Yes, we are. Yeah, so originally the team from Ballarat Parkrun, which we had the event there for a bit over 7.5 years. But, yeah, we've had to relocate to a new location and hence a new name. So, yeah, it's new beginnings.
New beginnings and... yeah, no, it's a really nice little park. Of course, it's on granitic sand, so give us a bit of a description of what we do on the course.
Yeah, so it's 2.5K two loops. So it's up near the baseball diamonds on Prince of Wales Park and, yeah, around, it's sort of a horseshoe two-lap course that we do.
It's actually a really good course. I like the ones that are like that because you get to pass the other runners and there was a lot of good vibes out there today, a lot of people encouraging each other. I think that's one of the great things about parkrun is it gives people that opportunity to, you know, high five or, just shout out and
absolutely.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's nice that everyone can get to see each other on the course. Yeah.
And a little bit of your parkrun history. I think you might have volunteered quite a few times, judging by the badges on your hat.
Yes, just over 250 volunteers.
So you've been a core member in the Ballarat team mainly, has it been?
Yeah, it has been, yep.
So have you been out and done many other parkruns around?
I've volunteered once at Wallaby Track, the other parkrun here in Ballarat, and then the rest of them have been at Ballarat.
Okay, so you've done a heck of a lot in the Ballarat group.
Yes. Yep.
And what about actually participating in parkrun?
I've done just over 60 parkruns, so... volunteer a lot more. And most of them have been Ballarat, but I have done some overseas and some around Australia as well.
Okay, so which other countries have you been to?
Paris, when Paris was still operating. London recently. Boulder recently. Vancouver.
Okay, so you've done quite a few countries. Yeah. You're a bit of a tourist with it.
Well, if I'm in the area and I can do a parkrun,
Make the most of it, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, look, it's been a lovely parkrun. You've still got quite a few people coming in.
Yes.
And good luck with Prince of Wales.
Great, thank you so much.
Good morning, goeiemorgen, all winnie adventurers. It's a beautiful but rather windy day in Cape Town today, and I'll be tail walker at Melkbos Strand Parkrun. Melkbos Strand is one of our most beautiful beach parkruns. As you work your way to the halfway mark, there are views of the Atlantic Ocean and the Coburg Nuclear Power Station. And on your way back, you're treated with that stunning and iconic Table Mountain view. Talk to you later.
Adventurers, I'm standing here at absolutely beautiful day at Melkbos Strand, and I have two interesting parkrunners here that's been doing a rather interesting trip through South Africa parkrunning. It's Hoppy and Yvonne Hopkinson. Morning, Hoppy.
Morning, Yvonne.
So tell us about that.
Okay, well, we basically started, we sold up everything in Durban. We started in Margate, which we've done a couple there, and then we went through the Free State. We did a whole lot in the Free State, basically almost all of them. We were at Virginia. Then from Virginia, we went to Bloemfontein, where we met you. And then we did, I think it was four there. We did Kimberley as well. Then from there, we went to East London for 3 months, did the local ones around there. We traveled, we did the one with Tracy and Hogsback. Then we also went to Port Alfred, and we went to Grahamstown. We then went from there, we went to PE, we spent 4 weeks in PE, did the local ones in PE, had some nice windy days. From there we went to Mossel Bay, spent 4 weeks in Mossel Bay, did all the ones local around there. Then we went to Hermanus, did the ones around there. We're now in Bellville, we'll be here for 2 to 3 months and we hope to do all of these and then we'll travel up the coast.
So how long are you planning to be on the road?
We're on the road almost a year. We'll be on the road another year at least.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. I wish you well in finishing the trip.
Super, thank you very much.
Thanks. Adventurers, I've got with me the reason why I got to Melkbos Strand today, and that is Chris Reeler, who's celebrating a milestone.
Morning, Chris.
Hi, how are you? And how's it going?
Fine. And your milestone today was?
250th park run. So finally going from the black shirt to the green shirt.
All right. Awesome. Congratulations. And you managed to bring along quite a few number of people that we know.
Yeah, thankfully a lot of friends joined in, and I have a lot of family that live in Cape Town that managed to attend today as well. So it was great to have a big crowd coming to join.
What's next in terms of parkrun?
Well, the next one for me is the milestone of 200 different park runs, and that hopefully will be completed in early 2023. So that'll be a double South African Windgat, so that's quite an important milestone for me. And then I think things will calm down for a while.
Well, I mean, with the current fuel prices, we need to temper our expectations a little bit.
Yeah, and need to find ones that you can walk or cycle to.
In terms of the challenges, what was your most interesting challenge that you've achieved so far?
Well, there's quite a few that are annoying that I haven't completed. I've done like 23 or 24 Bs, but I don't have a queen yet, so I haven't managed to complete that challenge. So there's going to have to be some concerted efforts on trying to finish off some of those challenges. But finally completing my name was a big one, because we were struggling a lot with the I in South Africa. But finally to complete the I of Chris took a long time to achieve.
And how far is it going, or how's it going with Stopwatch Bingo?
Stopwatch Bingo, I've been on 59 since 176, and we just hit 250 today, and I'm still on 59. I'm still missing the dreaded 34 seconds.
Well, that's exactly the same seconds I think I'm missing as well. So let's hope for 34 seconds somewhere in the future. Chris, congratulations and all the best.
Thanks, Johan. Thank you.
Adventurers, I've got someone here that you may have picked up on the stats recently, and that's Wilna van Emmenis, our local stats lady, and also the driving force after our not park runners in South Africa. Morning, Wilna.
Good morning, Johan. Thanks for the introduction.
Tell us, this week has been quite an interesting week in terms of not park run, and you've been keeping an eye on the stats, so what's happened?
Yes, the first six participants have reached the 888 this week, starting with the German and one South African having done this on the 19th, and then our friend in Australia did his.
That's Tok, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't see that.
And then we had our local Lynn Brennan reaching her 888, and then followed Johan and myself.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been a wild ride over the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, no, surely it was rough, but it brought some positive stuff for us as well, because we actually have met a number of the people along the road, so it was positive for us.
Yeah, and adventurers, I can confirm that, because was it not for not parkrun, I wouldn't never have met Wilna. Well, maybe parkrun would have made us meet somewhere in the future.
Yes, it would have probably have come somewhere along the line, but the clock down actually speeded it up for us.
Wilna, thank you very much for keeping an eye on the not park runners and cheering us on along the way. We so appreciate the logos and the memes that you send us when we do our arbitrary milestones like 888 this week.
Oh, Johan, thank you. It was part of my lockdown survival strategy. So it's just a bit to give back to my friends.
Thanks, and have a nice day.
Thank you, Johan.
We had 192 finishers at today's event, and a huge cake for Chris at the end. Even the tailwalker could get a piece. I must admit, I was glad to be tailwalking today, as the headwind back to the finish was a punisher. Talking about punishment, after the post-parkrun breakfast, we were off to volunteer at one of the Ultra Trail Cape Town aid stations, where a few hundred ultra marathoners are participating in the 100 mile and 100 kilometer events today. Until next time, happy park running and mooi loop.
And thank you very much for our two roving reports there, Tok, and yeah, nice to hear from our ED and RD on the day. Again, sounds like a lovely park run there, Mel.
Pow!
Pow! It's so action-oriented.
It is.
Very energizing. And Johan at, what is it, Melkbosstrand?
Melkbosstrand.
Melkbosstrand.
I don't know. We're making it up. But it's on a beach, Ollie.
A beach with views, with serious views.
I know, right? Cable. No, Table Mountain in the background.
That's right. Cape Town with Table Mountain. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it does look like nice sand.
Firm sand. Which is good for running.
Yeah.
Lots of runners in their parkrun photos in bare feet. So, you know, they're vibing the beaches out there at Melkbus Strand.
I think so. And some impressive milestones mentioned there.
There was. So not only the travelling hobbies doing their tour around South Africa, the 250th milestone for Chris Reeler, which was why Johan was out there, and Wilner, who has been keeping track of all the knotties, Ollie.
Yes.
Because people are still going with their knotties.
I am in awe of this. Yeah, you all know who you are. That's something else. That is incredible.
Seems to have been embraced by the Southern Hemisphere because the South Africans and the Australians are all over the noddies.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. Got no idea.
Mm.
In any case, so the first six people in the last week reached 888 on the Not Parkrun statistics, apparently, and three of them were there at Melkbusstrand.
Wow, that's quite a concentration. What do you call a group of noddies?
Oh, no, I'd need time to think about
okay.
that.
Okay. No problem. But again, thank you very much to our Channel 5 news crew members there for the roving reports. And as we mentioned before, we do have another roving report coming up after Daz's, so do stay tuned. But as I've just suggested, we do need to cut to Daz's. And Mel, at Daz's this week, he said, did you know that it's Peanut Butter Lovers Month? Didn't know which word to add the intonation there, but are you a peanut butter lover? Do you prefer crunchy or smooth? Come on in and tell us all about your peanut butter preferences and your park running adventures.
And apologies to any people with nut allergies that may feel offended by the peanut butter theme this week. I am a peanut butter fan, Ollie, and I like crunchy.
Mm.
Just thought I'd add that in. But firstly, we heard from Carmel Roll, and she was at home this week, and she said, extra super crunchy for me at Yowie Kilcoy 4515, which I assume is their postcode at Kilcoy. But Carmel had a photo of herself in the selfie frame at Yowie with a peanut butter jar. Now that's taking her adventurer passion to the next level.
It's prepared. That's excellent. That's excellent, and I vote for extra super crunchy too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what sticks out in my mind is the never oily, never dry and the old cowboy peanut butter ad. But anyway, I move on. A very much liked entry to Daz's this week for us from Sonia Polman, who said, it takes a lot of little nuts to make a jar of peanut butter. Happy 8th birthday, Beaches. With a big love heart to follow that. And Sonia did share a photo with P1 and P2 in T-shirts saying hashtag get your feet wet and an awesome beach-themed cake.
Mm.
And what was that? The link to the song about peanut butter too.
Yes,
so,
I believe it came from Sesame Street maybe a million years ago. And I did listen to it. It is a little bit of a earworm.
But happy birthday, Beaches.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Yeah. What a cake.
It was. I was very impressed. Mm. But we also heard from Errol Poole, and he said, can't beat crunchy peanut butter on toast. Great to run Shiraz Trail park run with my son. He was back into park running again, and Errol and his son were there pictured with the Finnish flag, and Errol was looking decidedly ugly. But that's because he was in his ugly Christmas singlet. So we'll forgive him.
We will.
Because he's not really ugly.
No, that's right. And it's getting that time too. But in New Zealand, across the ditch was Richard, who said, doesn't peanut butter sit atop Maslow's hierarchy of needs? Parkrun related, I completed my fourth country to become a world tourist at Western Springs Parkrun this morning. And Richard shared a photo with the Western Springs Lakeside Park sign.
Well done.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yes. Also, we heard from Claire Stutchbury, who was celebrating a milestone, and she said, things. Ombegong District Parkrun to finish my name badge, regain statesmanship, and of course, my 250th. And she shared a photo of herself with a 250 cake.
Oh, congratulations, Claire. Well done on the 250 and, getting back to the territory to tick that last one off. That's huge. And Christy Hill was also joining us. Now, the category guiding, this is a volley roll.
Did I pick that?
This is a volley roll, I believe. I think the sleep deprivation's kicking in. I seem confused. I'm just reading.
Did I write guiding? Was it me? Oh, it's the volunteer one.
Yes. So Christy said, it was smooth sailing for my first go guiding on trail at Jerrabomberah this morning, and shared a picture guiding on course.
But also volunteering was Heather Hunter. Hi, Dazza. I love smooth peanut butter on a banana before my runs. I didn't run today. I had fun volunteering as timekeeper at Foster Park Run's 6th birthday. And there was a photo of a unicorn timekeeping at the finish line. Assume that was Heather. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive unicorn. And it was one of those inflatable ones. So I don't know how that worked with the management of the timekeeping duties, but I assume all went well. And happy birthday to Foster.
Yeah, well done, Foster. I reckon that could have worked getting my girls out there. I'll have to keep an eye out.
Is it Foster, not Forster? It's got an R.
Foster.
In it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got an R.
Well, it's got two R's.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
You're correct.
But I suppose in the Australian vernacular, we don't pronounce either of them.
I know.
Right. Foster.
Yeah. Foster, yeah.
There okay. We are. Chloe Bravos, touristing, and said, a peanut butter smoothie, please, Dazza. Had a nice run at a very warm Overly Park run today. Summer is definitely close. And she shared a photo of the Bravoses with a friend, but all in their apricot.
I love those family Bravos photos, especially that little cute baby Bravos.
Yes.
Bravos. Anyway, Helen Jane Davies was doing a challenge and she said definitely crunchy, salted but not adulterated with sugar or other oils. Burley Griffin Park Run was fun with friends today as well. And there was a brunch photo of Helen, Steve, Cheryl and Mark, Michael and Tania. Now, I have labelled this as a challenge because I've got inside information.
Mm.
I do happen to know that Helen completed her Queen Bee challenge.
Ah, congratulations, Helen.
And I did see a photo of Helen and her husband, Steve, in a selfie frame holding a great big stuffed bee. But that was just because we're Facebook friends and she posted it on her private page.
That's how we need to get the information sometimes. That's right. Now, we also heard from Val Warwick, who was at a frond and said, we had a frond of four, although only one did the course at Bell's Parade, and our parkrun frond time has only just finished after nearly 10 glorious hours together. Brendan and Jody and Steve and I have talked and eaten and talked and explored and talked and eaten and talked all day. Fantastic. With two big love hearts. And proven in the photos with Brendan and Jody in the selfie frame with the Bell's Parade mascot duck, plus some photos from Reliquaire.
Yeah, they were pretty groovy photos too.
Yeah.
It must be some maybe Alice in Wonderland themed brunch venue. Well, because, there was lots of photos of them standing over what looked like, you know, a hole, like Alice fell down the hole in the floor. And it was really cool.
Yeah, it's very much an optical illusion, isn't it? Yeah.
Now, Sarah Jefferson over in WA was also doing a challenge, said, not a smooth morning here, but I'm a crunchy kind of gal. Event number 444 at Bunbury Park Run, a road trip from Perth with friends and a crazy adventure at that. And there was a pic of five with a doggo in the selfie frame, but wait, only Sarah appears on the Consolidated Club Report.
Moving along, in South Africa, Johan, who said, "Hi Dazza, awesome morning at Melkbosstrand Parkrun to celebrate a friend's 250th parkrun and three of the six people worldwide who reached 888 not parkruns this week were there, Lynn Brennan, Wilma van Emmenis, and myself. The others were Niels Ruff, Klaus Neumann, and Tony O'Connell. Three parkrun adventurers and peanut butter sandwiches for all." And thank you, Johan, for sharing a photo with the friends there.
And we heard from Karen Hurrell over in the UK. And she said, "At my home run Hague Woodland for my 199th park run, crunchy peanut butter for me." And she shared a selfie wearing an adventurer's buff. So there's a few over there in the UK. And I happen to have seen some uglies turning up over there in the UK as well, some of this year's models.
Oh, as in arriving already?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, yes, yes. Monty
good news.
Wade has got his. I've seen it. I've seen it on Twitter. Yep. I'm all over Twitter at the moment. I'm probably a bit late to the party because it's about to die. You're better late than never. But I am wondering if a 199th parkrun is a bit of a thing, like the 99. Like, do you get an ice cream for doing your 199? I don't know.
Good question.
But who have we got next, Ollie?
We have Buzz Dayton with a bit of fun. "Hated peanut butter as a kid. As an adult, have been known to eat it from the jar with a spoon. Perfect on toast after Wentworth Common Parkrun, where boobs on the run took over volunteer duties." And thank you, Buzz, for sharing the photo with the Boobs on the Run logo.
And, Ollie, I did look up Boobs on the Run, so we could give a little bit of a description about what they were about. And I discovered Boobs on the Run started 6 years ago, based in Sydney, over 12 suburbs. Boobs on the Run started to help women feel good about themselves, get healthy, and have fun while doing it. And they say our women-only programs nurture, support, and guide women to become runners. Our focus is all about participating, not competing. It doesn't matter how fast you go. It's about turning up, being active, and committing to a better lifestyle. Women love our programs because it's about time, not speed. And that sounds like it aligns very well with a certain free 5K event I know of.
That's it. Yeah, love it. And well done to the whole Boobs on the Run crew for volunteering. Thank you.
And they couldn't get a better ambassador, could they, than Buzz?
That's right.
Now, Ollie, I do know where the envelope's going to end up this week.
Oh, you do?
Mmm.
Oh.
So
we're a little more informed this week. That's good.
Yes. So why don't we throw to our special guest presenters now?
Hey, Jack, what's this on the Inverloch stump? Howdy, parkrunners. A772279 reporting in with a weird one. We're out for a walk with Jack tonight at the stump, and we found an envelope under a block of caramilk.
Let's open it.
What, the envelope or the caramilk?
Both.
All right. Bugger, I forgot my glasses. You'd better read this.
Hey, this is tiny print. It says, this week's Obi goes to... the beaches. From the stump to the sand, well done to the beaches.
Cool, now give me the chocolate.
And thank you very much to our guest presenters and congratulations to the Beaches Parkrun and, of course, everyone behind the scenes at the Beaches Parkrun. A beautiful, beautiful spot and a lovely bunch.
And it was really nice to have the Inverloch stump being involved to award that Obi this week.
It was. It does make me a little sad, Mel, because I was actually there the day before and I missed it. I went for a run on Thursday morning and I was looking at the Beaches Park Run, but I missed it.
Oh, what a shame.
That would have been fun. Yeah.
But I hope they got to enjoy their carom milk. So the carom milk's still popping up everywhere. I don't know how the carom milk ended up on the stump. Now the carom milk's travelling around with the envelope. My goodness me.
That's right. Our informant's quit, gone on a road trip and has become a quasi-Easter bunny with carom milk or something like that. Yeah. That's the inside scoop. Yep.
Yeah. So much beach theme this week. But anyway, now it's time to throw to our next roving report, our final roving report for this week, which is Alistair. And let's have a listen to that now.
Okay, g'day. This is Alistair, Action Man, coming to you live. Awesome. For Parkrun Adventurers. Guerrilla tourism. I'm here at
Kashula Park Rangers Parkrun.
Cool. And who am I speaking to?
Craig.
Hey, Craig. And you are performing, which role are you performing today?
I'm the actual event director and I'm the run director here at Kashula.
All right, rock and roll. Now, talking about event directing, I've been in the hunt for this Parkrun for several months now due to trying to achieve my Rayfair status, and I've achieved today's power to Action Man. But what's been going on? Why have we? There's been some mishaps over the last couple of years.
21, and then we got hit with COVID, and then we've been hit with two floods.
Yes, floods.
So we've had over 9 to 10 foot of water over half the course. So we had to do a remapping. There's some sidance on the entry, so we've had to remap because of the start of the course.
Uh-huh.
And also a car park was built where we start usually.
Oh, that car park. That's because that's become remapped. Like a restaurant art space thing.
It's the Powerhouse Museum. Okay. Heritage listed.
I thought the Powerhouse was like the Ultimate Way.
No, that's Kashula Powerhouse. That's Ultimate Powerhouse.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, there's two Powerhouses. Yeah. Sorry. My bad. I'm
Ken Barron. It used to be a powerhouse, so it's our landmark here. So.
Wicked.
And it has a restaurant in there,
mm-hmm.
Right next to Kashula Station.
Yeah.
So we remapped the course and made it more family friendly up here at the children's playground.
Yeah, I noticed how close this is to a train station. That makes life very easy to get into for tourists.
That's the idea.
Mind you, sunny. What do you call it? Is it City Rail? Is that the word for Sydney Rail?
Yeah, Sydney Rail. Yep.
City Rail was a great event today with their strikes.
Yes, exactly.
And I was on a little bit of a quick catch a light train. I had everything mapped out, and then my father-in-law told me otherwise last night, and I was like, But anyway, so how many people do we get here usually? Do you reckon?
We're averaging around 50.
Because I reckon we had more than that today, do you reckon?
We might have had a few more today, which was good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'd like to bump it up a bit more.
Oh, who doesn't?
And that way you get a bit more of a volunteer base. Volunteering, getting volunteers is always difficult.
Yeah.
But you always want to encourage it happening,
mm-hmm.
And you get volunteers on the day if you need be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always a battle, and it's a struggle during the week. It's mm-hmm. a bit stressful at times, but... We're here, mm-hmm. we're doing it, that's the main thing.
Cool. I've heard I only heard it just then though, but you're something more than just the event and run director, you are something else director.
Yes, I'm also event ambassador for four other park runs in Sydney, so...
Are they the same region area?
Oh, not really. There's Menai, Chipping Norton, and Warrington Lakes and Rudy Hill. So they're around about.
Yeah, okay.
But they're great park runs and always... Yeah, good to
like
work Menai. With them.
I've been there. I've been to all of them, but yeah. I really liked Menai.
Yeah,
that was a sweet one. But okay, cool. Well, is there any? Okay, what are your three number one park? Well, not number one. Three best experiences of park runs.
Here, I have to say here.
Okay,
because I've been around the course 100 times because remapping. I've mm-hmm. had to do it a lot, so yeah, mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Other park runs that I've done one in Paris, which is really interesting. And Inverness, which doesn't exist now because they had to move it and rename it.
Wow.
So I did that in 2020. So they were probably the most interesting. There's lots in Sydney. Narrow it down to one. But, yeah.
Well, you can, right?
Well, you can narrow down the ones that you don't want to do.
Number one's here, right?
Number one's here.
Yeah. Cool. All right, man. Thank you very much. That was a great interview.
Pleasure.
Talk to you later.
No worries.
Bye.
Thanks, Extra Man.
So, Kathy, if that is your real name, much like, you know, the comics, every comic book is someone's first comic book. So they might not know who you are, Kathy. Can you give us a quick rundown of who you are, why you're so important to the Sydney parkrun community?
So I'm Kathy. I've been parkrunning for 11 years. I've done it 348 times at 110 different locations. I was the first female on the Australian most events list and the global most events list. And I'm known as a Ray Farer because I was the first person to do all of the Sydney parkruns, and anyone that follows in my little footsteps is also called a Ray Farer.
Awesome. That is what I'm doing today, so I'm pretty excited. Anyway, so talking about not so much Sydney parkruns, but you went to some parkrun last weekend. What was that?
Last weekend I was in Albert Park. So I actually visited there for the 9th time. So I increased my P index to 9. So I visited 9 parkruns 9 times. So that's a high number for someone that does tourist parkruns.
That is a huge number. 9 different... Anyway, sorry. Enough of me basking in your glory. But what do you think makes you such a hardcore parkrun tourist?
Oh, I think I sort of fell into it. So when it started in St. Peter's and it was the first one in New South Wales, I was there. And then 6 months later when Newcastle started, I was invited to that one. So, and then when Lake Mac started in February the next year, I was there. And I just kept turning up to lots of the first ones. And and without trying to, I did achieve, you know, doing them all in the state. And
Lake Mac's north of Newcastle, correct?
Oh, it's in that area,
yeah. Cool. All right. So there's a lot of interesting little bits to parkrun. And what's the one with getting the numbers of races? Like, I think this is run 49 for Casula. What's that one of matching numbers? Because you came down to Canberra one time to get whatever number that was. I think it was like 87. What's that one called again?
I'm not sure what that one's called. I was coming to Canberra to get all of the Canberra parkruns done, and then a new one started. So
oh, okay.
It wasn't about the numbers for me, but it just happened to probably be
it
a number
worked out.
I didn't have.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because I'm a bit unhappy today because if I came next week, I'd get that number. Because this week I already have that number, I think, like 3 times. But yeah, whatevs. All right. I guess the question I always get told I'm supposed to ask from Marvelous Mark, what are the 3 parkruns of note?
Well, I do like going to Albert Park, which is where I was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not last week.
Yeah.
But I think some of the ones that are my favourites are because it's an experience and a weekend away, or I've been with my family. Mm-hmm. So when I've been to Melbourne, it's coincided with their birthday, which is today. Or Remembrance Day. So I went for Remembrance Day last week, and I used to like Marimbula because I was on a boardwalk above the water, so that was unique. And you know, I have to love all the Penrith ones because I've lived in Penrith all of my life.
Have you been to Huskisson? That's on the boardwalk.
Yeah, I get it.
I like that one
because I used to have done all of them in the state.
Okay. It's Dura. Have you done the new? Is it Jindabyne? Has the new one?
No, I haven't done Jindabyne, I haven't done Bowral, so there's some I need to catch up on. I'm about 15 behind in the state currently, but I have a great job in hospitality, so that impacts my travelling on the weekends.
With that, if a parkrun is cancelled, will you never be able to get the state badge or whatever?
No, because then that becomes, we were once there.
Parkrun,
so that's not still included on the list.
Okay, cool. See, and that's why I come to you, Kathy. You know it all. You're like a fountain of wisdom. Anyway, that's all from Alistair. Talk to you guys later.
I just want to finish off by saying congratulations, Alistair, on becoming a Ray Farer today.
Woo! Thank you.
And thank you very much, Alistair, for the check-in from Casula. And, hey, it's good to hear them back.
Yes, they've been impacted by floods and new car parks by all accounts. Mm. And nice to hear from Kathy Ray, friend of the pod.
Another big one. But is it time for a few more stats, Mel, with the Consolidated Club Report?
Yeah, well, I've been a bit light on the stats this week, Ollie. I haven't compiled much, but I can tell the adventurers that of a total of 339 members, 278 took part on the 26th of November at 142 locations. We just can't seem to crack that 150 again, Ollie. Hasn't happened for a while.
But you know what we have cracked? We've cracked our target for the end of 2022.
We did.
Of having 210 members. So
we smashed it.
Yay. That's right.
Go us. And in the UK, there were 17 events. In South Africa, there were two events. There were two in the USA, only one in Canada this week, and one in Norway. Locally, we had adventurers at, are you ready?
Yes.
32 in New South Wales.
Hooray! Yes.
So we got knocked off our perch down here in the greatest state, but that's okay. We were all fronding. There was 29 in Victoria, 25 in Queensland, 8 events in South Australia, 7 on the North Island, 6 in WA and Tassie, 5 in the ACT and 2 on the South Island.
Pretty good showing, everyone.
The largest frond was at POW with me. With me, Tok, Jackie, Irene and Parthy, Ideas Man, Dawn, Andrew Johnston and Martin Barrett and John Graham. And a close second out at Jerembombra. There were 9 at Jerembombra Mountain Reserve with Bill, Yvette and Alexandra Turner, Christy Hill, Rebecca Gordon, Michael Gentle, Sarah Jurek, Margot Colbrick and our guerrilla reporter Alistair Buchanan. And I did use Yvette's group photo for this week's Consolidated Club Report post.
Nice work. And you've just reminded me I had one job, and that was to say that, of course, Alistair's report was from the week prior, in case anyone was wondering how he managed to get from Sydney to Canberra in the space of a weekend.
Ah, true, true. And I did say Margot's surname wrong. I think I said Coldbrick, but it's Coldbrick.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Margot.
That's it. We both had one job then.
But what can we look forward to, Ollie? What is coming up in the next few weeks? Ugly Christmas Singlet and Shirt Day.
That's right. Usked is on the 17th of December. So, yeah, I think we're all looking forward. For those that haven't received their orders, are looking forward to receiving those, getting them ready. I'm sure we're all going to save them.
No. No. Adventurers like to be showing their ugly as soon as they receive it. I've already been wearing one ugly Christmas runner with my moon boot.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
So I'm looking forward to getting into two.
Yeah, you're half festive already. That's great. Yeah, but it's very close. It will be here before we know it. So, Siri's excited too. Siri even wants to talk. But nonetheless, Mel, looking forward to that one. There's always that moment of confusion for the non-adventurers, those that don't necessarily feel too familiar with the ugly Christmas singlets or shirts, and they come along to Parkrun the week before Christmas Eve and they see people in Christmas gear and they get a little confused, at least I'm speaking in terms of our local parkrun community, who then would probably tend to dress up in Christmas gear the following week. So lovely little bit of confusion there for them.
See, Victorian adventurers, we just wear them all year round. And is that Siri still going?
No.
We just wear my voicemail. We just wear ours all year round and people are always saying, I love your shirt. Where did you get it from? And they are so popular. And we have mentioned before, it isn't actually Ollie and I that organise the ugly Christmas singlet and shirts. It's the elves. And that's not a metaphor for us.
That's right. That's right. So it's not us.
It's not us. We do promote it because it is something that the adventurers embrace and enjoy. But if you do see somebody wearing an ugly Christmas singlet or shirt, doesn't necessarily mean they're adventurer or listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. They might just be somebody who likes being really, really ugly.
That's right. So I think the message there is try and sign them up to the Adventurers Club just in case.
Yes. Yes, that's a good idea.
But Mel, where are you off to this week?
I can't get that far due to some time restraints this week, Ollie, so I've decided to head back to Puckapunyal.
Okay, well, that should be lovely.
I think I'll go and revisit Pucker, yeah.
Yeah.
And run the trails. Get a bit of Pucker love. What about you?
That'll be good. I hope it's a lovely day for you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm on holidays.
Mm.
So provided I'm awake, I have... I've got a bit of an extended family holiday up north, so I am looking forward to a bit of park running and hopefully a bit of barcode scanning too, and celebrating Hannah's 50th.
Birthday or event?
Event. Hannah's 50th park run, to get the terminology right.
Of course it's not birthday. What was I saying? It's getting late. Oh, my goodness. So did you say where you were going to be?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm off to Hamilton Island Parkrun.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm very excited.
Is it on a beach?
It has a bit of a beach. There's that theme again.
I know. All about the beaches.
Yes, it is all about the beaches. Oh, if only I had a parkrun with a beach.
Well, one day, maybe when you grow up, you can have a parkrun with the beach.
Yeah.
But... does that mean you're not going to be around next week, Ollie? Are you leaving me?
Well, yeah. Sorry, Mel.
Oh, well.
I am sorry about that.
You're just off gallivanting the world, leaving me all alone here. That's okay. That's okay. I'll hold the fort while you're off having fun.
Thank you, Mel.
I'll get you back one day. One day I might get one of those cool adventures. Oh, all the alerts are going on. I don't know. Is that all going to come through on the audio?
I haven't heard a thing. All I've heard is Siri.
Okay.
Oh, no, I heard that actually. Yeah. There we are.
Right. Goodness. Oh, dear. What a mess. Okay. So you're off to Hamilton Island. I'm off to Pucker. And that's it.
That is it.
As always, you can contact us via Facebook or our email, which is parkrunadventures@gmail.com. That's it for another week. I've said that about three times. We'll just see you all sure. Next week. Ollie won't, just me. We'll see you all next week for more adventures. Siri, who's going to win the Soccer World Cup?
I don't have the odds for that one, but France has a better record than Tunisia.